It is a Tuesday morning on JR Morning, and time for Mobility Makers. It's brought to you by Bridgestone. Getting people down the road matters, but getting generations down them, that's what really matters. Bridgestone. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more. The automotive industry has really seen some massive shifts in recent years, with policy changes under President Donald Trump's second term creating both opportunities and some challenges for automakers, sometimes bringing the industry together, oftentimes driving divisions between competitors. And joining us now to break down what it all means for Detroit and the future of mobility is Glenn Stevens, Executive Director of Mich Auto and Chief Automotive and Innovation Officer at the Detroit Regional Chamber. Glenn, always good to have you.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are well. And, you know, you've described this current environment in the auto industry as one of division. Kind of let us know and let the listeners know, you know, a sense of how unusual really this year has been for automakers compared to like past periods of disruption like the early pandemic.
Well, we knew there was going to be a lot of change with this administration. There was no question about that. I just think the magnitude and velocity has been something that's been hard to deal with. So you have trade, you have fuel economy standards, you have the EV credits. You know, there's a lot going on, and everybody's not going to see eye to eye. I do know that one thing we want to see eye to eye on, and we do, is we need to get more uncertainty out of the market and get more stability into the trade situation for everyone.
And that's something we've talked about with you before, and these companies reporting the billions in losses because of these tariffs. But then we get this report that they're gaining some money because of the emission standards changing. So is it a wash?
It's not a wash, because right now companies' input costs have clearly gone up. We were talking last night, Michigan as a whole imports about $173 billion in goods. A lot of that is in automotive and manufacturing. And that means the input costs that are affected by tariffs are going up, and they have gone up. And so we are seeing companies that are taking a hit, and they've been absorbing it. There are a lot of things that are playing out with the tax structure changes and the fuel economy changes, but navigating this has really been difficult for everyone.
Yeah, and it's always been the uncertainty of what it means, for not only the near-term plans, but the long-term plans of the industry. Like, you know, General Motors and Mary Barra has said that they stand by their EV strategy. You see what Ford's doing down south and rolling out this affordable EV truck. So on the electric front, they're still trying to stay competitive in the marketplace.
No, and they have to. This is a global market. I was actually with the GM team in Lansing last night, drove back last night. They have their capital day today, GM does. And last week I was in Lansing with Ford and some of the suppliers talking about what's happening. And the fact is electrification is happening globally. It is happening here. The curve is slower here, but there's no question about it. It's going to happen. So keeping a foot in the present with ICE propulsion systems and planning for the future for electrification, this is a challenge, but something they have to stay the course on at the same time.
Glenn, I know you stressed the importance of free trade with Mexico and Canada. Talk about why that's so critical for the Detroit 3 and how vulnerable is the industry if USMCA agreements face some uncertainty.
Right. So that agreement went into effect July 1st of 2020. And fortunately, we're coming up on what's called the comment and review period, because by the agreement, it is due to be open next July. And mm-hmm. So the comment period for companies starts in October. And really what we believe is that as a trade bloc, Canada, Mexico, and the U.S., we are stronger together. And these supply chains work together. Now, right now, things are pretty clear that USMCA compliant parts are not tariffed, but we really need to get back to a high functioning USMCA trade agreement.
We just heard yesterday on the Focus show from Bill Ford about this new headquarters. What are your thoughts on Ford making this move from the glass house?
Well, you know, I read the story last night about the glass house, and, you know, it's iconic. I mean, that is our company. The company's history, but you know, I've been in there, and the building is 70 years old, but I've also been over to see the hub, this new engineering and now the headquarters center. It's incredible, and there'll be 4,000 people in that facility working together to help compete for the future. So these companies have changed, they've evolved, the way they design, engineer, and run these businesses is different, and this is what needs to be done for the future.
I'm curious to know your perspective on the tariff situation as we sit here today, where, you know, are some of these tariffs going to be taken off the table, and some of the deals that have been negotiated as a result of those tariffs, if they go away, does that throw a whole other wrench into what the industry is going through already?
Well, again, I'll underscore that it needs stability. These are capital intensive, long lead time types of businesses that have very complex supply chains. So it needs that. So the more uncertain we have, the more back and forth we have on trade, that hampers their ability to compete. Now, some things are settling out, but we do have a lot of question marks, particularly around Canada, Mexico, and China. And those are our biggest trading partners with regards to automotive.
And Glenn, as we move into the second half of the year, you know, what should we be looking for in terms of regulatory and trade EV developments that could really make a dramatic impact on the industry?
Well, I think you have to break them down, Lloyd. I mean, first of all, you have trade, and we've talked about that. And so that certainty with USMCA and getting to some agreements with Canada and Mexico are very, very important. There's a lot to play out with that, too. I mean, there's a Supreme Court is going to hear oral arguments on whether or not many of the trade policies under the Emergency Powers Act are, were allowed. And so that's a big ruling that's going to come down here in a couple months. And that'll tell a lot of things for sure. And then you have all the changes with fuel economy, and those are playing out too. So we've got a lot to navigate, and we knew this was going to be like this. Again, just the magnitude and velocity has really been something for us all to deal with.
Glenn Stevens, Executive Director of Mitch Auto, Chief Automotive and Innovation Officer at the Detroit Regional Chamber. Always great to have your insight. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone. Great to talk. Have a great day.
You as well. Coming up, the president has signed a memo to send the National Guard and federal law enforcement into Memphis. And also, the U.S. military has carried out a strike on a second Venezuelan boat. We'll talk to former Congressman Mike Rogers about it coming up next at 6:49.